A little bit of Iran came to the Czech capital this week with a series of Iranian films shown at the city library in the Old Town. The event kicked off on Tuesday evening with a showing of Saint Mariam, an Iranian film about the life of the Virgin Mary, who is also greatly revered in Islam. But before the film, there was a performance of traditional Persian music, flown in especially from Iran. Leading the ensemble was Said Amin Mousavi.
The name of this music group is Hamnavaz. This means that they are playing together.
در این حال اسم یکی از دستگاه‌های موسیقی ایرانی که همین برنامه کجا شد اسم دستگاهش دستگاه نوا بود یعنی اسم اون دستگاه هم میتونست باشه
And this can be also told about this instrument this classical Iranian instrument which are used
من سرپرستی این گروه به عهده دارم و خودم 11 ساله در دانشگاه سوره تهران تدریس موسیقی میکنم
I myself I'm a leader of this musicians and for 11 years I teach in the university in Tehran.
How popular is traditional Iranian music now in today's Iran?
در موسیقی ایرانی موسیقی سنتی به عنوان موسیقی مادر شناخته شده.
We find this classical Iranian music to be the mother music of Iran.
و بدون استثنا الان در هر خانه ایرانی میشه گفت یک ساز ایرانی وجود داره.
And it could be told that without any exception in every Iranian family there is a classical musician music instrument.
و در دانشگاه و آموزشگاه بسیار زیادی این سازها تدریس داده میشه یعنی حتی خود ساز من سنتور
I can tell that in the universities the music that traditional Iranian music is taught me personally I use santur the name of this instrument and there are 5000 pupils for this instrument
just 5000 for this one instrument
yeah
از همین میزان میشه فهمید بقیه سازها هم چقدر علاقمندی وجود داره.
So you can imagine concerning other instruments what how many people are interested in playing this instrument or teach or studying.
And translating for me there was Zdeněk Tvrkal, chairman of the Czech-Iranian Society, an organization which helps bring two very different nations closer together. It was his society that organized the event together with the Iranian embassy.
Our main aim is to show to the people, to the Czech people, Iranian culture. Therefore, we decided to arrange this exhibition. And this is, let's say, not first, but after 3-4 years, a bigger action of embassy and our society.
Today, obviously, it's a difficult time for relations between Iran and the rest of the world, especially countries like the United States. Do you feel the tension at this time?
Of course, me personally, I have no problems because we are non political organization. Our main purpose are the cultural relationship. Of course, politics is also a little close. The Czech Republic should, as a member of European Union, not copy but to use this common European policy.
Iran is a country you know well. You know the Iranian people. President Bush says it's part of the axis of evil. What do you think of that?
I don't know, but in the US there are a lot of Iranian people. Several million of Iranians are living in the United States. One point is the official political representation of Iran. The second point is also, of course, the society. But I don't think there are, of course, the tension between the USA and Iran. But I think that it's a little a play. I think that the American policy knows that there is a very big difference between Arab countries and Iran and the mentality. And I feel it a little as a political play, these relations.
The audience at Tuesday's event was split evenly between members of Prague's small Iranian community and locals, some already acquainted with Iranian culture, others curious at what they would find, especially at a time when the country is being vilified in the West. Iranian chargé d'affaires Majid Nili stressed the role of culture in breaking down barriers.
Certainly, based on your question, cultural had an important role for improving and development also. I think if all countries come to the cultural points to understand each other very well, many problems should be solved. without any difficulties, and it's easiest way.
And finally, on to a very different event at Prague's Goethe Institute. For the next 4 weeks, the building is hosting a unique exhibition of photographs by Hanna Jakarova, depicting the little-known region of Bromov in northeast Bohemia. Bromov and the surrounding villages were once home to a sizable German community, almost all of whom were expelled after the war. Hanna Jakarova's photographs record the echoes of this lost community in an exhibition entitled Bromov Memory of the Heart. Hanna Jakarova herself says she was keen not to pass judgment on the past, merely to capture its legacy.
I did not really want to do any kind of social documentary. I did not try to come up with any comments because this issue has already been commented on quite a lot, and it's been discussed, and it's been painful and passionate and very frustrating. And I think now, 15 years after the collapse of communism, I think most things were already said, and we all know that a great injustice happened.
The black and white photographs, which show tumble-down farmsteads, deserted landscapes, and decaying religious icons, have a nostalgic, almost melancholic quality, showing as they do what happens when a community is uprooted. The exhibition has both Czech and German support, proof of the recent attempts at reconciliation. It comes to Prague after a successful showing in Bromov itself, and you can catch it at the Goethe Institute until October the 14th.